This will be the second recording concerning Study Skills, a mini course entitled Your Attitude is Important. And we start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and we shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Your attitude is important in your study skills course covers four concepts or four paragraphs. I will introduce each paragraph and then explain it a little bit more, embellish it a little bit more to make it somewhat more interesting. A poor attitude will get you nowhere. If you have negative feelings about yourself, if you think you are dumb and cannot do well, that is exactly what will happen. You see, negative feelings about yourself can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Remember that God made you, He redeemed you, and He is sanctifying you. Another way to say it is that He formed us from nothing. He took us out of the hole of sin we put ourselves in, and He is making us holy despite ourselves. Jesus told Judas, "The poor we will always have with us." But He also said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The world fell into sin because of Adam and Eve. We can justly dump much of the blame on them for the mess the world is in. But remember where they are now. Adam and Eve are in heaven. Section B. Keep trying to accomplish your goals. So many times a person thinks things should come easy, but that is not real life. Set goals for yourself and strive to accomplish them. Show God that you have your hands on the rudder of your ship, and He will be with you to steer it. Section C. Have a positive attitude about what you are studying. Become interested in your lessons. Whatever is on your plate at the moment, a term paper, learning a language, or learning English, let it become part of you. Internalize it. Start writing, and you will see that ideas will come. Expect to be inspired. Section D. Do not allow social activities to lure you away from what is important in the long run. Many young people seek to force themselves into friendships by multiplying their social activities. But in the end, only God, your family, and a handful of people that you will probably not yet meet for a few years will appreciate you the way you are. Probably all those friends you are now seeking to impress will be totally out of the picture. Believe it or not, every hour of your teenage life is precious. What you do with your time will determine what you can afford to give to those you really love and those who really love you. And by giving, I mean both what is material and what is spiritual. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And this concludes Section 2, Lecture Series of your Study Skills course. The next section is Section 3, Step by Step. God bless you.